Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with former Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, a man who led the House Intelligence Committee 2017 to 2019, who was ranking after 2019 when the House changed majority. However, always at the center of the Russiagate investigation from his time 17 to 19 as the chair with his staff. And you will recall in February of 2018, then Congressman Nunes, now the CEO of True Social, then Congressman Nunes and his staff released what came to be called the Nunes Memo. The Nunes Memo, speaking to facts that are now very well established about Russiagate, about the false witness of many, including a dossier, including the way it was worked in the media, the finagling of the FBI, the cooperation of the then establishment in Washington in many directions, all of that. I won't rehearse it all, just you remember. We have now an editorial in the Wall Street Journal within these last hours about the man who was also serving on the committee at the same time Devin was, Adam Schiff of California, who became chair in 19. But at the time Devin was leading the investigation, I believe he was ranking. So he was Devin's opposite in the Democratic minority, 17 to 19. The editorial in the Wall Street Journal reads, Adam Schiff, disinformation man. House Republicans are preparing to strip Adam Schiff of his Intelligence Committee seat, and his media allies are rallying to the California Democrats' defense. Maybe that's because he was such a useful source against Republicans over the years, as the latest documents released by Twitter show. I'll go on to just simply say what this editorial states again is that Devin Nunes' memo in the February of 2018 was all of the information you needed to know to understand that the allegations against then-President Trump were false, were concocted in order to undermine his legitimacy. And to a great extent, it worked because polling tells us a majority of Democrats still believe that Devin Nunes' memo was false, and the memo Adam Schiff published subsequent to Devin's memo in winter of 2018 was true. I go to the man himself. It's 5 years later, Devin. Does it feel good to read this editorial now? Because if we'd had it 5 years ago, history would have changed directions.
Well, John, look, we've been on what I call a vindication tour since February of 2018 when we released that memo. Time and time and time again, we've been proven correct. In fact, if anything, we could have had more information. It was much worse than we ever believed in terms of the level and depth of corruption. And then the corruption continues now at the DOJ and FBI almost to the point where I can say that we're living in a third world country that continues to just spiral out of control, despite the latest Biden documents seems like every single day there's a new document that's found. But look, let's go to Schiff. He was a guy that we used to joke back in 17 and 18. And remember, a lot of people know about 17 and 18 when I was chairman, but I actually began as chairman in 2015 and 16. And nobody goes back to that era, the fake news. They've kind of just ignored it because at that time, the House Intelligence Committee functioned well. Schiff was the ranking member. You hardly ever saw us unless there was some terrorist attack. We just kept our heads down, did our work. I was, constantly all over the world working with both our allies, our adversaries, other intelligence agencies, our military. And I always like to tell people, in 15 and 16, I went from the best job in the world that was really rewarding was not political at all, to then overnight after the 2016 election when President Trump won, to the very worst job in the world, where me as someone who just called them out for their corruption, and then, you know, I was just maliciously attacked day after day after day. And in 17, I just want to go through the nicknames and kind of the evolution of nicknames that this guy has had. He started out, John, we called him the Pathfinder, if you may remember that.
Yes.
Because, you know, he was always finding a new path, and the media was always going along with that path. Then Rush Limbaugh came around and started calling him Pencil Neck. And then, I don't know, in the last year or two, they started calling him Watermelon Head. And now he's got the nickname Disinformation Man from the Wall Street Journal. So this is a guy who has four very good nicknames. He probably holds a record for number of nicknames that all work. And the reason that this guy, you know, has not been, he should have already been ousted from Congress and for sure from the House Intelligence Committee long ago. But the reason he hasn't been, John, is because he played a great part for the left and the media, because he was the fool that could come out there and say, the useful idiot, well, actually he knowingly did this, but he could go out there and say, I can't tell you what I've seen, but it's really, really bad. And then the fake news would go, oh, House Intelligence Committee Chairman, there must be intelligence around this. And so it just gave fodder to the fake news to write it over and over and over again. And John, I just can't, you know, for me, I wouldn't want to go through life like some of these reporters. And in fact, you know, I had that decision to make back in 17 when they started all of this. I could have just turned away and said, we're just really not going to look into the DOJ and the corruption, the FBI. We're just going to ignore it. But look, I knew there was no corruption, and I didn't want to be some guy that served time in Congress. And then ultimately, you know, you knew that the whole thing was bogus. And I don't know how one would live with themselves with that hanging over them. But in this case, Schiff is the opposite, where he just, you know, not only makes it up, but continues to make it up. And the poison that's been put through the veins of the American people in what has just continued this long, dark chapter of American history, where, you know, it starts with the FBI and DOJ spying on behalf of the Clinton campaign on the Trump campaign. It rolls into a special counsel. It rolls into multiple impeachments of President Trump. It rolls into people being indicted for things like General Flynn, who we knew from day one did not lie to the FBI. We knew the whole thing. The FBI had briefed us on it, and they, you know, they forced him to plead to something, and ultimately he was exonerated by President Trump. But you know, a guy like General Flynn, an American hero, somebody who I started working with back in 2006 when he was known as one of the best intelligence general of his generation, if not since World War II. They destroyed so many people's lives. So many people, you know, went to jail or were accused of crimes that typically hadn't been prosecuted. You know, that means we can just go on and on. You've got the Hunter Biden laptop story that then 51 of these so-called intelligence professionals and military professionals come out and say it's disinformation before the 2020 election. You've got the FBI who was putting pressure on Twitter during this time period. You know, then it leads to, you know, talk about third world and the degradation that we've seen and the cascading effect that we've seen in this country. It leads to just becomes okay for somebody at the Supreme Court to just go and pre-leak a decision. Never happened in history. And of course, nothing happens to that person. It leads to the raid at Mar-a-Lago on President Trump's home for documents that they can't even identify. And they get a warrant that they can't even identify the documents. Meanwhile, we find out they're covering up all the documents that Biden has that it seems like now it looks like they go back maybe two decades. It's totally unexplainable. So, you know, we're just at this this dark time in American history that I think a lot of Americans should be really worried about it. And, you know, that's why I left the Congress, to hopefully do my part to at least open up the internet and give the American people their voice back, so that we're not in a situation where if half of America wants to ignore the truth, they're welcome to, but at least half of Americans will have access, be able to talk to each other, be able to communicate with each other.
The editorial page of the Wall Street Journal closes its recitation of Mr. Schiff's conduct, unhappy and false conduct, this way. We rehearse all this because Mr. Schiff and his media friends are claiming he is being targeted unfairly by Republicans. But as a ranking Democrat now, because he's in the minority, and later the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, he had a particular duty to be honest because he had access to classified information that the press can't verify. He could deceive without fear of contradiction until months later. Payback or not, Adam Schiff has earned his ouster from the Intelligence Committee. That's the Wall Street Journal publishing within these last days. One more detail from Congressman Nunes, then Congressman Nunes, is the handling of national security documents, classified documents. Devin gave us a preview of what it's like last week, but now we have new information of these documents found at residence and business addresses associated with the President of the United States. So one more time, he's going to help us understand how there is no rational explanation for what we're reading, how those documents got into the wrong place. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.